Uncertainty is an unavoidable condition of decision-making. Every meaningful choice, whether in business, science, or life, contains unknowns. We rarely have perfect information, complete data, or guaranteed outcomes. What separates effective leaders and organizations from ineffective ones is not the absence of uncertainty, but their tolerance for it and their ability to systematically reduce it. Our tolerance for uncertainty shapes how we act. Some individuals are highly risk-averse. They delay decisions, seek excessive validation, and sometimes miss opportunities because they are uncomfortable acting without certainty. Others are overly comfortable with ambiguity. They move quickly, make bold commitments, and occasionally overlook warning signs. Both extremes carry danger. Too little tolerance leads to paralysis. Too much tolerance leads to recklessness. The goal is not to eliminate uncertainty, an impossible task, but to manage it intelligently. When uncertainty is high, the stakes feel higher. Emotions intensify. Cognitive biases creep in. We may overestimate threats, underestimate risks, or cling to incomplete narratives. In these moments, structured thinking becomes critical. Rather than asking, how do we feel about this? Strong decision makers ask, what exactly is uncertain here? What assumptions are we making? Which of these matter most? In business, new models often begin as bundles of assumptions. Will customers want this product? Will they pay for it? Can we deliver it at a cost that sustains margins? Will competitors respond aggressively? At the start, nearly every variable is uncertain. The mistake many founders make is treating these assumptions as facts. They build infrastructure, hire teams, and spend capital before validating the core uncertainties. The real work of building a business is not executing a flawless plan from day one. It is systematically reducing uncertainty. Research is one of the most powerful tools for doing so. Market analysis, customer interviews, competitive benchmarking, and data modeling transform vague guesses into informed hypotheses. Research does not guarantee success, but it narrows the range of possible outcomes. It replaces speculation with evidence. Testing is even more powerful. Experiments, pilot launches, prototypes, A/B tests, minimum viable products, convert uncertainty into measurable results. Instead of debating whether customers will adopt a feature, a team can release a limited version and observe behavior. Instead of assuming a price point will work, they can test elasticity. Each experiment shrinks the unknown. Importantly, uncertainty should be prioritized. Not all unknowns are equal. Some uncertainties are existential. If proven wrong, the entire model collapses. Others are minor. Adjustments can be made later without major disruption. Effective leaders focus first on the assumptions that could break the system. This disciplined sequencing prevents wasted effort. Tolerance for uncertainty also affects timing. If we demand too much certainty before acting, we may never move. If we act with too little, we amplify risk. The balance lies in reducing uncertainty to an acceptable threshold, enough to justify action, not enough to guarantee safety. Over time, organizations that treat uncertainty as something to be measured and reduced, rather than feared or ignored, build resilience. They develop cultures of experimentation, learning, and adaptation. They expect that early versions will be imperfect. They assume that initial assumptions will evolve. Uncertainty is not the enemy of progress. It is the starting condition. Our role is not to eliminate it entirely, but to confront it honestly, reduce it systematically, and make decisions with clarity about what remains unknown. In the end, confidence should not come from certainty. It should come from knowing we have done the work to understand, test, and reduce the risks that matter most.